From KLW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents, context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Mission District.
Fremont.
El Cerrito.
O-Town, baby.
Lake Merritt.
Temescal.
Tenderloin.
Treasure Island.
Richmond, California.
Coming up, we'll go to a place in the heart of San Francisco where everybody knew your name, even if you went as someone else.
Leathermen are in here. Drag queens. Rodeo cowboys.
Marlena's was a Hayes Valley gathering place that helped knit the city together with good cheer and glitzy drag numbers.
All of it just being part of the rich, wonderful tapestry of living in San Francisco.
The neighborhood has changed, and the iconic bar closed earlier this spring. Today we'll hear the story of the last days at one of San Francisco's most significant watering holes. It's the radio documentary Marlena's Curtain Call, coming up on Cross Currents. First, this news.
From KALW News, I'm Stephen Short with this local headline. As you've probably heard, earlier today, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned critical portions of DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, and sent Proposition 8 back to California courts, meaning same-sex marriage is likely to be upheld in California. This national movement really started here in San Francisco when in February 2004, then-Mayor Gavin Newsom directed the city and county to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. So this morning, crowds gathered at San Francisco's City Hall to await the final Supreme Court decision. KALW's Ashley Ann Krigbaum was there.
By 7 a.m., hundreds were packed inside City Hall, some in flashy celebratory attire, but most were just there to witness history and share the moment together, no matter the outcome.
DOMA is gone.
Gavin Newsom, now California's lieutenant governor, said this decision was about our core values.
We don't just tolerate diversity, we celebrate our diversity each and every day.
You, Prop 8.
Newsom was followed by Kate Kendall, executive director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights.
I will put a dollar into the bad word jar. But it will be worth it to have been able to say that. Because we have lived for too many years under that stigmatizing piece of crap that diminished us and that eliminated our right to marry and that made us feel less than. But I'll tell you something, when Prop 8 passed, and you all know this, you stepped up and galvanized in a way that made today possible. This is why we're here.
San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera also remembered back to 2004, when a lot of people said San Francisco was moving too fast.
Well, I am a firm believer that the only way you get anywhere is to kick the door in. You got to kick the door in. You got to be a leader. You got to do what is right and be moral. And to all those people that talk about we were moving too fast, too soon, well, heck, now we have 12 states in the District of Columbia that have marriage equality, and now California will have it restored once again.
Like so many others here, Oakland resident Jim Narina came out to witness the historic decision.
This is just a fantastic day to be gay in the Bay Area.
At City Hall, I'm Ashley Ann Krigbaum.
You can find more coverage at kalw.org. For KALW News, I'm Stephen Short.
Welcome back to Cross Currents, context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area. I'm Holly Kernan. Marlena's is San Francisco, or at least it was until it closed in March. It was a popular gay bar featuring lip-synced drag shows, community fundraisers, and lots of regulars. The spot was around for a couple of decades, right in the heart of the up-and-coming Hayes Valley, which these days has up and come, with trendy restaurants and boutique shops. But no longer Marlena's. Reporter David Boyer spent a month with the bar's namesake and patrons as they celebrated the place they loved and grappled with its ending. The following story is an original documentary about the last days of this iconic San Francisco gathering space. It's Marlena's Curtain Call.
We'd love to come in.
Hello, gentlemen. Can I see your IDs?
Go ahead.
How's everybody doing out there, Marlena?
How to describe Marlene is? That's a tough one.
Versatile.
It's a drag queen bar.
The sports drag bar.
Marlene is my neighborhood bar.
It's not just a bar. It's an institution.
It's animal friendly, and animals are welcome.
For 22 and a half years, Marlena has been here.
And with all of the demographic changes in the neighborhood and everything, this place has retained its character.
I love their Christmas decorations.
There's over 1,400 Santa Clauses in December. That is overwhelming. This bar has been a magic place. I've had many mayors in this bar. Willie Brown. Even Ed Lee was in here once.
It's one of those places that people talk about San Francisco being this wonderful city. It's old school. For people who haven't been here, what's not generic about Marlena's? The building is ancient. It's an old Victorian. It has catered to a clientele that is incredibly varied. There have been nights when leathermen are in here. There have been nights when it's full of drag queens. There have been nights when you can look across the room and you can see there's a guy who really probably is gay, isn't sure about it, and is just checking this place out for the first time because it's safe. It's not a quote-unquote gay bar. There's a little mix of people in here, but he feels safe enough to come in here and just kind of like check it out.
Give it up for
Tia!
Tia Dora!
I'm a heterosexual straight man who I'm basically just a cross-dresser. And it just so happens that I like to perform, too. When I first got to San Francisco, I used to hang out with a lot of straight cross-dressers. They were okay. They just, most of them were married or and hadn't told their wives. I've already been down all that road. So, you know, it just got old, and it wasn't any fun. You know, I came here, and this was a lot more fun, and it appealed to the things that I wanted to do. I didn't think that I would ever have the opportunity to perform on stage. And the fact that I got to do that, you know, Marlena pays me to come and do the work, you know, as far as doing the DJ and everything. And I can tell her this now because we're at the end, but she could have gotten away with not paying me at all. I would have come and done this every week for free. No problem.
The first time I came to Marlena's, I was with a friend of mine. We both liked drag shows, and we knew this bar did a drag show, so we came out and we had dinner, and we came in here, and I was standing at the bar waiting to be served, and I'm the kind of person who says hi to the person who's next to me, and it was him, and I said hi to him, and so every week when I came in, I'd always see him, we'd always, like, talk away and everything, and then I decided I really liked the guy, so I was going to ask him out on a date.
And I'm so dense. I didn't realize that she was interested in me at all. That would, you know, why would the girl be interested in a drag queen?
The first date we went out on was the first time I ever saw him not in drag. So, and I just had to pray that I would actually recognize him out of drag. I did. Just.
When you meet someone, you know whether it's going to work out or not. And so we got married, and we've been married 5 years, and the last 5 years, she's been coming here. She actually became a part of the show, and it's a great story from the standpoint that, you know, Marlena is a, you know, a mixed or gay drag bar, and the fact that a couple of straight people met and got married. And I think that's the part about it that I'm going to miss the most is that it was a place, you know, the island of misfit toys, where they knew they could come here because they weren't going to get bothered by anybody because it was okay with us, whether you're a Twinkie or a gay boy or a cross-dresser or whatever the case might be.
Where would the drag queens go and feel comfortable? Nowhere, because, you know, the honor is in drag, because Marlena is a drag performer.
You're listening to Marlena's Curtain Call, an original radio documentary by David Boyer. And this is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. All right, we've met some of the bar's regulars. Now it's time to meet the person behind the place, Marlena, a.k.a. Gary McLean. He's one part savvy businessman and one part spotlight-loving showgirl. McLean bought into the bar after the Loma Prieta earthquake in 1989. It was called the Overpass then because the Central Freeway passed overhead and split Hayes Valley in two. Over time, local businesses, an active neighborhood association, and visionary city planning helped transform the area. What was once a depressed, sometimes dangerous part of San Francisco became a burgeoning center of commerce, with the renamed Marlena's Bar as an unofficial community center. As our documentary continues, David Boyer catches up with Gary McLean as he's getting dressed up as Marlena for one of the final evening shows.
I believe in hugs. I hug people. I've hugged you.
You have?
I just think it's wonderful. It's a great gift, because when I'm hugging you, you get my energy and I get yours. I am Gary McLean, the absolute 25th Empress of all of San Francisco, Marlena the Magnificent. I'm a friend of the people of San Francisco, because I love them. An empress is elected by the people to represent the gay community of San Francisco. I've been here for 38 years. I'm not a born San Franciscan, but I'm definitely a San Franciscan. I live right upstairs, above the bar. I'm going to get my whatever I'm wearing next together. I think I'm going to wear that blue one next. I have a dressing room downstairs. And I have so many wonderful, wonderful people that help me. And I help them.
Bobby Pins, who's got them? Someone hand those to me. Can I swap you places?
I am touching Marlena up for the end of the night and fixing her lips and putting a beautiful headdress in her hair and helping her with her wig because I love this bitch.
Two more Bobby Pins, Ista.
Wait until the queen who really owns this hair comes down and says, "Where's my hair?"
I don't think I'm an ugly man, but I don't think I'm a beautiful man either. I'm an old man. But I do think that dressed up just like I am right now, I look pretty. Look at that. See, just putting the gloves on changed the whole little animal. And I have been able to use it for the betterment of our people. I'm shocked at some of the money we've raised over the years. It's just staggering. This bar last year raised over $100,000 for charity. And so from within my soul, I feel great.
Yeah, smile.
Perfect.
How many of these rings are we putting on?
All of it.
No, I don't know. All of it. Look at her. I'd rather have this. All that can say.
Okay.
Thank God you were helping me. Thank you.
This dress is really long.
I know it is.
So
I take it in my hand.
I got it.
Oh, he's got it. Oh, cool.
Elena, I'm going to say goodbye too.
I love you, honey. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
She's ready. Oh, God. All right. No, you need to go up to Mr. Aspen.
All right.
Mr. Aspen.
All right.
There's a definite change between Gary and Marlena. Always has been. Marlena loves to be loved. She was like that when I first met her, and she still is, you know.
You saved my life.
I love you, Marlena.
Hey, Mar. Ladies and gentlemen, the absolute Empress 25, Marlena!
Marlena herself is someone that I can rely on and feel that I can talk to about any subject, whether it be happy or sad. If I've ever been short of money, Marlena has always helped me out. She's my San Francisco mother.
Gary's like a father to me. Not Marlena, but Gary. Gary the person.
Well, quite honestly, I like Marlena better than I like Gary. You know, once the wig goes off, he's Gary, and very work-oriented, has a great work ethic. That's why this bar has lasted, I think, as long as it has. But he does most of that as Gary and not as Marlena. He don't want to work when he's Marlena.
In 1990, I came over here, and it was just a little neighborhood bar in a rundown neighborhood. The whores work across the street, and the drug dealers and everything.
The freeway passed overhead, and so it was the home to all those sort of nefarious undertakings that go on under a freeway, and it was bustling.
It was the overpass, because the freeway was still here.
I wasn't here 3 weeks, and John said, "You're my man." He was the owner at the time. So I bought in.
It was risky. On the other side, the freeway was busy. But on this side, there was nothing. Empty buildings.
I would have to walk down this way occasionally for one thing or another, and just never used to go into this bar. It always looked kind of, I don't know. It was kind of dark, kind of seedy looking.
When it was the overpass, I would come in after work, and almost all of us would play dice together. You know, the whole bar. When it officially became Marlena's, and she wanted to do shows here, drag shows. A lot of my friends at the time didn't like that aspect of it. Some left. Of course, the AIDS epidemic was hitting pretty hard at that time. So a lot of my friends were dying left and right. You could see the change coming. And I stayed, because I live across the street. But a whole new crowd of people, you know, at that time.
I got off of work one night. There was no time for me to jet up to the Castro. And I thought, oh, there's that place in my neighborhood. I'll go there. So I got in here about 20 minutes to 2. And Marlena was behind the bar in drag. Am I in time for last call? She goes, sure. I said, can I just please have a perfect martini up? Well, she sets it down on the bar with another half shaker full and goes, that'll be $4. And I went, I am coming back here.
The first time I came to Marlena's, it was soon after it first opened. It was like just a local neighborhood bar, but everybody was so nice and everything, till you just didn't bother about how it looked. You just came in, bought your drink, and sat down and talked and enjoyed.
Pat Montclair decided one day, she was working for me, that we were going to do some shows. She took a 4x8 piece of plywood, set it on top of the pool table. And finally, I had a stage built. And it just sits on top of the pool table, and curtains around, as you can see.
Then Galea came in. And then that's when we started at the Hayes Follies.
And it just developed.
Please welcome to the stage, Miss Galea.
When we first started, it was weak in the bar. There was not that many people. And now we have 45 minutes to an hour to get in. Sold out every Saturday night now. My shows went from 85% gay to sometimes it's 10% gay. On Saturday nights, it's almost 100% straight.
I saw this neighborhood go from nothing to what it is now, and it's phenomenal.
We were here to help Hayes Valley grow, and us growing with it.
And it's going to grow faster and more.
You're listening to Marlena's Curtain Call, an original radio documentary by David Boyer. And this is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Marlena's was at the center of a changing San Francisco. The double-decker freeway off-ramp from Highway 101 that split Hayes Valley was completely torn down in 2003. It was replaced by a park and the tree-lined Octavia Boulevard. It also created acres and acres of empty lots in the middle of the city. Little by little, the lots have been developed. One is now an open-air market with pop-up food shops inside of shipping containers and an outdoor beer garden. And there are no fewer than half a dozen mostly high-end housing developments somewhere between breaking ground and nearing completion, with more and more to come. The neighborhood is quite literally higher rent. As we continue our documentary, Marlena's has been sold. The regulars from the neighborhood know the new bar will be different, but some fear it will cater to a new, wealthier cast of characters, as reporter David Boyer found.
people come here on the weekends to cruise up and down and eat at the restaurants and shop in the shops, and to an extent that's all wonderful. Everybody wants to live in a nice neighborhood, but all of the businesses that were here before, the little independent mom and pops, Powell's Chicken, they're gone. And it's become rather homogenous, unfortunately.
You know, it looks good and it feels good in certain ways, but it's a real shift. I can't afford to leave because I live in a rent-controlled apartment. But it's not the neighborhood I moved into.
I mean, look at all these shops down here. You're paying $400 for a pair of pants across the street, $125 for a T-shirt. I mean, before it was an empty store.
Success begets success. If I were in a position to open a new business, whether it was a bar or a retail store or a restaurant, if I saw a neighborhood that was coming up where new building is going on, as is what's happening a block away and is what is projected to happen right next door, I would want to be there. I would want to move in. I would want a piece of that action.
Fact is, metropolitan areas, urban centers are always changing. Nothing stays the same. Anything that stays the same is, in fact, dying. Gentrification is the dark side of change, when people who belong here suddenly find themselves part of the past, not the future.
Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Mark Leno.
Good evening, everybody. How's Hayes Valley doing tonight? This has got to be one of the most bittersweet moments for all of us. But I think it is appropriate we just take a moment from our drinks to say thank you, Marlena, for years and years. In our wildest fantasies, we could not have imagined a place as welcoming, as wonderful, as heartfelt. And I hope if your successor owners are paying attention to the line out the door, that this is a formula that works here in Hayes Valley. We don't want to see a lot of change.
I'm tired. I'm real tired. I will survive. At least I think. But I need a break. I need a break. And I think it's time. My business partner, she's 70, and she wants to spend more time with her grandkids, which I totally understand.
We had several people try to buy us out. We weren't even up for sale. If they started coming, you know, I guess one telling another, well, I'm checking it out. We didn't even have to go through a real estate agent.
You know, Marlena's owned the bar for 22-plus years. She's 70-plus years old. She's worked hard her entire life. I don't blame her for wanting to sell the bar. You know, and take that money and enjoy it while she can.
It's like a dinosaur that's leaving us. Gorgeous dinosaur.
The response has been phenomenal. I'm basking in the love.
I feel like my life hasn't been wasted. The fact that people even want to know the story, you know, it's a wonderful feeling.
It's the last day.
I'm trying to look at the bright side, trying to make it more of a wake and not a funeral.
I don't know how long I'm going to last. I haven't even had a drink yet. I'm already having a hard time.
You know, a lot of people are feeling lost and not sure what they're going to do.
To many of the people that are regulars here, Marlena really is their home. This is where they spend their evenings pretty much, and their afternoons and their weekends.
Having this bar close just means another huge drastic change in my life. You know, I'm used to coming here after work. I come here for Christmas. I've been doing it for 20 years. My whole life is centered around who I know here. I'm very sad about it. I'm actually uncomfortable and a little scared and, you know, to be alone. I'm trying to think of the positive things. I won't be drinking every night and save money, and I'll actually eat dinner.
I'm dying inside. They'll probably have to drag me out screaming, saying, okay, Marie, the bar is closed now. You got to go home. But I just don't want to leave it because it's just been so nice.
Whatever is coming in here, I think will be generic.
I think it's going to be more of a high-end, more of a business crowd cocktail bar.
Well, I'll tell you. I'm not one to prejudge, so I will wait until the new place opens and see. I've already heard some of the crowd say that I'm not coming. I said, well, don't say that. Let's wait and see what happens.
I mean, it'll be different. It always is. I think it's a blessing, and I feel honored that somebody wants to go forth. And I'll be here to help them for a while because I think it's only fair. The first day they open up, I'll be here and drag with them.
Okay, this sounds really gay. But I'm reminded of a quote from The Wizard of Oz. End of the movie, Dorothy says, if I ever go looking for my own true heart's desire, I'll never look any further than my own back door. Because if it's not there, then I never really lost it. And coming here has been like that. It's been surrounded by friends. It's been surrounded by neighbors. It's been meeting people that I would never have met ordinarily. And all of it just being part of the rich, wonderful tapestry of living in San Francisco.
The whole saddest thing out of all of this is the shows will not be here all the time.
My choice of drink to our future, to our wonderful, wonderful past. And remember, love each other, don't hate. Hold each other and hug each other. It is a hell of a lot easier than hating someone. I love you. I love you. I love you. You know what it is? We are family.
You made an old queen. So happy. You have made me really believe in what I believe in.
Long live the queen! Long live the queen! Long live the queen!
Yeah! Yes! Marlena, are you ready for your curtain call? Are you ready for your curtain call? All right. So here you go. Hey, folks. This is it. Say hello and say goodbye to one of my favorite persons, Miss Marlena.
The bar formerly known as Marlena's will reopen with a new name, Brass Tacks. After a remodel, Brass Tacks may open early next month. In the meantime, Marlena herself has had a bit of downtime. She took a trip to Alaska, and she's gearing up to be a Grand Marshal of San Francisco's Pride Parade this Sunday. She's still part owner of the building and will continue to live upstairs and work for her community.
I know you may think I'm a strange duck, but I just love our people. I love what I do. I have dedicated my life to it, and I'm not done. I am not done. I don't need a hearse with six white horses because I'm not ready for them.
You just heard Marlena's Curtain Call, an original radio documentary by David Boyer, presented by KALW News. You can find the documentary along with pictures of and links about Marlena's online at kalw.org. Today's show was edited by Ben Trefney. Claire Schoen consulted on the project. Our engineers are Chris Hoff and Seth Samuel. Our senior editor is Casey Miner. Martina Castro is our managing editor. And thanks to you, we are listener-supported radio. For Cross Currents, I'm Holly Kernan.